Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Everyday Genius Hacks to Boost Your Memory, Focus, Problem Solving, and Much More is a Practical Cognitive Skills Guide by Nelson Dellis. A USA memory champion known for applying competitive memory methods to ordinary learning and performance tasks, the book belongs to the self-improvement, learning science, and brain training category, but its emphasis is less on broad inspiration than on techniques that can be practiced directly. Dellis argues that many abilities associated with exceptional intelligence, such as rapid recall, sustained attention, mental calculation, strategic thinking, and social confidence, can be improved through structured methods rather than treated as fixed gifts. The book draws heavily on mnemonic systems such as the memory palace, while also extending into reading, studying, problem solving, creativity, and social awareness. Its central purpose is to translate high-level memory competition tools into everyday contexts, including remembering names, preparing for exams, speaking in public, learning faster, and reducing dependence on digital devices for routine thinking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the memory palace as the book's central tool for reliable recall. A major theme of Everyday Genius is that memory improves when information is deliberately encoded instead of passively repeated. Dellis presents the memory palace, also known as the method of Losi, as a practical way to turn fragile information into vivid, retrievable mental structure. The technique depends on two linked actions: converting abstract material into memorable images, then placing those images along a familiar route. This matters because the brain is generally better at recalling spatial locations, visual scenes, and unusual associations than disconnected facts. In examples connected to numbers, Dellis describes transforming digits into images and attaching those images to places in a remembered environment, such as a school route. The method is not limited to memory competitions. It can be adapted for names, lists, speeches, study material, and sequences of ideas. The book's treatment is important because it reframes memory as an encoding problem. Forgetting is often not evidence of low ability. It may mean that information was never made distinctive, organized, or connected enough to be retrieved under pressure. Secondly, training average cognition rather than relying on natural talent. The book's broader argument is that impressive cognitive performance is usually the result of trained technique, not mysterious inborn genius. Dellis's public background reinforces this point because he is described beginning with an ordinary memory before becoming a leading memory competitor. Everyday Genius uses that premise to challenge a common belief that people who forget names, struggle with numbers, or lose focus are permanently limited by their baseline abilities. The practical implication is significant. If performance depends partly on methods, then improvement can be approached like skill acquisition. The learner can isolate a task, choose a strategy, practice under manageable conditions, and gradually increase difficulty. This does not mean everyone will become a champion, and the book is strongest when read as a guide to improvement rather than a guarantee of extraordinary outcomes. Its value lies in moving readers away from vague self-judgment and towards specific interventions. Instead of saying that memory is bad, the reader is asked to examine whether attention, encoding, association, review, or retrieval practice is the weak point. Thirdly, focus. Speed reading and learning as connected performance skills. Everyday Genius treats memory, focus, reading, and learning as interdependent rather than separate talents. This is a useful framing because most real-world learning failures do not come from memory alone. A person may forget material because they skimmed without attention, read too slowly to maintain engagement, failed to identify structure, or did not test themselves after exposure. By including speed reading and learning mastery alongside mnemonic techniques, Dellis positions cognitive performance as a chain of processes. Information must first be noticed, then understood, organized, encoded, and retrieved. Improving only one part of that chain gives limited results. The book's approach is practical for students and professionals because it connects mental skills to recognizable tasks: reading with comprehension, preparing for exams, retaining complex ideas, and speaking without relying entirely on notes. The focus component also responds to a modern problem. Many people outsource attention and recall to devices, tabs, alerts, and search engines. Dellis's emphasis suggests that reclaiming concentration is not nostalgic resistance to technology, but a necessary condition for deeper learning. Fourthly, mental calculation and strategic thinking extend memory techniques into reasoning. One distinctive feature of Everyday Genius is that it does not stop at memorization. Dellis includes mental calculation, card-related skills, games, and strategic thinking, showing how cognitive techniques can support reasoning under constraint. Mental math, for example, is not only about knowing arithmetic facts. often requires chunking, pattern recognition, temporary storage, and confidence in intermediate steps. These are related to memory training because the mind must hold structured information long enough to manipulate it. Strategic games and decision-making require a different but connected ability seeing relationships, evaluating options, and resisting impulsive choices. The book, therefore, expands the meaning of everyday genius beyond recall speed. It suggests that memory is a platform for flexible thinking because the more clearly information is represented, the easier it becomes to compare, transform, and apply. This is an important distinction in a genre that can overemphasize tricks. The value of remembering a deck of cards or a long number is not the feat itself, but the transferable discipline of building systems for attention, organization, and controlled mental effort. Lastly, social memory and real-world confidence make the techniques practical. Everyday genius gives attention to social applications, especially skills such as remembering names and faces, reading a room, and thinking on one's feet. This matters because memory training is sometimes treated as a private or academic exercise, but many daily consequences of poor recall are social. Forgetting a name at a new job, losing the thread during a conversation, or failing to organize remarks in public can affect confidence and relationships. Delis's methods make social memory more deliberate. Names can be linked to images, facial features, contexts, or associations, making recall more likely than if the person merely hopes the name will stick. Public speaking also benefits from structured memory, because a speaker who knows the sequence of ideas can engage more naturally with an audience. The social dimension broadens the book's relevance beyond students and puzzle enthusiasts. It shows that cognitive tools can reduce friction in ordinary interaction. The book does not present charisma as magic. It treats social ease partly as a function of attention, preparation, recall, and the ability to manage mental load in real time. In conclusion, Everyday Genius is best suited for readers who want practical methods for improving mental performance rather than a purely theoretical account of cognition. Students, teachers, speakers, professionals, lifelong learners, and people who frequently say they have a poor memory are likely to benefit most. The book offers usable tools for remembering names, organizing study material, reading more effectively, focusing under pressure, doing mental calculations, and approaching problems with more structure. Its intellectual benefit is that it changes how cognitive ability is interpreted. Instead of treating memory and focus as fixed traits, it presents them as trainable processes shaped by attention, encoding, association, and practice. Compared with many books in the brain training and productivity category, its distinguishing feature is Delis's background in competitive memory and his effort to translate those methods into ordinary situations. It is not just a collection of motivational claims about potential, nor is it a narrow manual for memory contests. Its range is broader, linking mnemonic systems to learning, strategy, creativity, and social performance. Readers should approach it as a toolkit. Not every technique will be equally relevant, but the strongest ideas offer concrete ways to reduce mental friction and use the brain more deliberately in daily life. If you would like to support Nelson Delis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.